What if the biggest driver of the hydrogen economy this year isn't trucking, shipping, or steel? What if it's your search engine? A major fuel cell company just reported its sales pipeline exploded by 267% in a single quarter, and nearly 90% of that new demand is coming from just one place: AI data centers. The digital revolution is creating an energy crisis, and hydrogen technology is stepping in to solve it. This changes everything. Welcome to Troy Technical Intelligence, your weekly briefing on the technology shaping global business. I'm Susie, and with me is our expert analyst, Troy. This week, we're tracking a monumental shift in the hydrogen economy. It's moving from pilot projects to industrial scale at a blistering pace. We'll start in Europe, where the first hydrogen trucks are hitting the roads and cross-border pipelines are under construction. Then we'll look at the colossal green hydrogen production plants coming online in China and the Middle East, set to create a new global commodity market. And finally, we'll cover that surprising new demand driver that's supercharging the entire sector, the insatiable energy needs of artificial intelligence. Troy, let's start on the ground in Europe. It feels like hydrogen is finally moving.
It absolutely is. The most tangible development comes from Germany, where logistics giant Doxer will be the first customer for Mercedes-Benz's next-gen H2 hydrogen fuel cell trucks, with deployment starting in December 2026. This isn't a prototype. It's the start of commercial operations for heavy-duty, zero-emission long-haul transport.
So a major truck manufacturer and a major logistics company are putting hydrogen on the road. What does this signal to the market?
It signals commercial readiness. Daimler Truck is validating its FCEV, or fuel cell electric vehicle, technology in a real-world, high-demand logistics environment. But a truck is only as good as its refueling network. That's why parallel developments are so critical. In Poland, energy firm Orlen just opened its seventh hydrogen station in Gdynia, a key transport hub, offering both 350 and 700 bar pressures for cars and heavy-duty trucks.
So the trucks are coming and the stations are being built. But how does the hydrogen get to the stations at scale?
That's the third piece of the puzzle: pipelines. Europe's first cross-border hydrogen valley, the North Adriatic Hydrogen Valley, is now building out a 200-kilometer pipeline network connecting Croatia, Slovenia, and Italy. Critically, sections of this will be capable of transporting 100% pure hydrogen.
This sounds like the foundational infrastructure for a real, functioning hydrogen economy in Europe. How does this specifically affect our listeners in manufacturing?
For U.S. and European manufacturers, this creates both an opportunity and a pressure point. The opportunity is for component suppliers, companies making high-pressure valves, composite tanks, compressors, and pipeline monitoring systems. The pressure is on your logistics. As carbon taxes and emissions mandates tighten, manufacturers who can't access zero-emission shipping through partners like Daxer will face higher costs and regulatory risk.
And for trading companies and distributors?
They need to start assessing their logistics partners based on their hydrogen transition roadmaps. Sourcing and distribution from hubs along this new North Adriatic corridor will become a strategic advantage. It's time to ask your freight forwarder about their FCEV deployment schedule.
So, the actionable insight for executives?
Audit your European logistics and supply chain partners for hydrogen readiness, their investment, or lack thereof, in technologies like the Mercedes-Benz next-gen H2 will directly impact your operational costs and carbon compliance within the next 24 to 36 months.
Okay, Troy. So Europe is building the distribution backbone, but where is all this green hydrogen going to come from? The scale required is massive.
That's the crucial question, and the answer is that a global production race is on, with staggering scale being built out primarily in Asia and the Middle East. China just activated its largest integrated project in Jiangsu province. It combines 400 megawatts of solar, battery storage, and an electrolyzer facility to produce 482 tons of green hydrogen annually for industry in the Yangtze River Delta.
482 tons a year. That sounds significant, but how does it compare to other global projects?
It's a key stepping stone, but it's dwarfed by what's happening elsewhere. In Saudi Arabia, the NEOM mega project is over 90% complete on what will be the world's largest green hydrogen plant. This is an $8.4 billion venture set to produce 600 tons of green hydrogen per day starting in 2027, powered by 4 gigawatts of wind and solar.
600 tons a day. That's a completely different order of magnitude.
It is, and most of it will be converted to green ammonia for export. Then you have India, where the National Green Hydrogen Mission just secured supply agreements for 670,000 metric tons per annum of green ammonia for its fertilizer industry. This isn't a single plant. It's a state-directed industrial transformation.
This is a fundamental shift in the global energy map. What does this mean for U.S. and European manufacturers who rely on hydrogen or ammonia as a feedstock?
It means they will soon have access to a global seaborne market for green feedstocks. This is a massive opportunity to decarbonize hard-to-abate sectors like steel, chemicals, and refining. However, it's also a competitive threat. Asian and Middle Eastern manufacturers will have first access and potentially lower cost supply from these local mega projects, which could erode the margins of Western producers.
And for trading companies, this sounds like a brand new commodity market.
Exactly. This is the birth of a global green ammonia and green hydrogen derivatives market. Trading and distribution firms need to establish sourcing relationships and logistics now. Securing long-term offtake agreements from projects like NEOM will be critical. Market timing is everything.
What is the single most important action for executives to consider from this?
Executives in energy-intensive industries must begin integrating global green hydrogen sourcing into their long-term procurement strategies. The supply is coming online faster than many anticipate, and failing to engage now means you could be locked out of favorable long-term contracts.
The scale of that global production is staggering. To compete, Western companies need to make hydrogen cheaper and faster. That comes down to the core technology, the electrolyzer. What are the key breakthroughs happening there?
The key battleground is improving electrolyzer efficiency and lowering cost. We're seeing two crucial developments. First, a technology breakthrough from a U.S. company called Power to Hydrogen, or P2H2. They were just named a World Economic Forum Technology Pioneer for their AEM, or Anion Exchange Membrane Electrolyzer.
AEM. We hear a lot about PEM and alkaline electrolyzers. What makes AEM special?
It's a hybrid approach. It aims for the high performance of a PEM electrolyzer, but without the need for expensive precious metals like platinum, bringing its cost down to the level of a traditional alkaline system. P2H2 believes this can reduce green hydrogen production costs by up to 65%. It's a potential game changer.
So a technology leap. What's the other development?
Manufacturing scale. Another U.S. firm, Omium International, was just recognized for its high-efficiency modular PEM electrolyzers and, more importantly, its Gigafactory. It has an annual production capacity that can scale from 2 gigawatts up to 4 gigawatts. This is the industrialization of electrolyzer production.
But this all costs a fortune. How are these U.S. companies funding such capital-intensive work, especially with profitability still a few years away?
This is where U.S. policy is having a direct impact. Look at Plug Power. They just sold approximately $39.2 million in federal investment tax credits generated from their St. Gabriel hydrogen facility. The Inflation Reduction Act, or IRA, allows them to sell these credits for immediate cash, boosting their liquidity without taking on debt or diluting equity.
So for manufacturers in the U.S. and Europe, what's the takeaway?
It means the supply chain for the core technology is maturing in the West. You can now source next-generation, lower-cost AEM electrolyzers from innovators like P2H2 or large-scale proven PEM systems from a company like Omium. This reduces dependence on Asian supply chains and lowers the barrier to entry for on-site green hydrogen production.
And for distributors?
This is a clear opportunity to become a technology partner or distributor for these emerging electrolyzer champions. The market for this equipment is set to explode.
And the actionable insight for an executive considering a hydrogen project?
The cost-benefit analysis for on-site green hydrogen production has fundamentally changed. With AEM technology promising a 65% cost reduction and IRA incentives providing novel financing, it's time to rerun the numbers. What was uneconomical 18 months ago may be profitable today.
Troy, we've covered transport, industrial feedstocks, and technology, but you mentioned a massive, unexpected demand driver at the top of the show. Where is the most urgent demand for hydrogen and fuel cell technology coming from right now?
From the engine of the 21st century economy, the data center. The AI boom has created an unprecedented need for electricity that is both massive and perfectly reliable, something the grid often can't provide.
So data centers are looking for their own power sources?
Exactly. And fuel cells are emerging as the ideal solution. Fuel Cell Energy just reported its commercial sales pipeline surged 267% in a single quarter to 4 gigawatts. Nearly 90% of that is for data centers. In response, they're investing up to $275 million to expand their factory's annual capacity to 500 megawatts.
A 4-gigawatt pipeline is enormous. Are other companies seeing this?
Absolutely. Look at Bloom Energy. Their stock is up 219% year-to-date. They have a $20 billion backlog driven heavily by demand for their solid oxide fuel cells for AI data centers. They just signed a $5 billion partnership with Brookfield to be a preferred on-site power provider for new AI facilities globally. And just this month, utility giant American Electric Power exercised an option to buy an additional 900 megawatts of Bloom's fuel cells.
So why are fuel cells the perfect fit here?
Because they provide what data centers need most: continuous, high-quality, behind-the-meter power. They operate 24/7, independent of grid failures, and can be installed on-site. For a hyperscaler building a new AI cluster, waiting years for a utility to upgrade a substation is a non-starter. A bring-your-own-power strategy using fuel cells is faster and more reliable.
This is a profound connection. The growth of AI is directly accelerating the commercialization of the hydrogen and fuel cell industry.
Precisely. It provides a massive, high-margin beachhead market. The revenue from data centers will fund the R&D and manufacturing scale-up needed to bring costs down for all the other sectors we've discussed, from trucking to steel manufacturing.
What should U.S. and European manufacturers take away from this?
If you manufacture any component that goes into a fuel cell system, power electronics, catalysts, membranes, control systems, your addressable market just grew exponentially. If your own operations rely on big data, or you're building out private cloud infrastructure, you now have a new, viable path for energy resilience.
The actionable insight for executives is clear.
Yes. If your business is in or services the AI supply chain, your energy strategy is now a core competitive issue. You must evaluate on-site fuel cell power generation not as a green initiative, but as a critical requirement for operational uptime and speed to market.
Troy, an incredible amount of ground covered this week. Before we close, what are the three key strategic takeaways for our listeners?
First, Europe's hydrogen infrastructure is moving from paper to pavement. With Mercedes trucks deploying in 2026 and cross-border pipelines being built, the physical network is becoming a reality. Executives must now factor hydrogen logistics into their European strategy.
Second,
a global seaborne market for green hydrogen and ammonia is being born, led by massive production from Saudi Arabia, China, and India. This will create a new commodity that will reshape energy and industrial feedstock supply chains. It's time to engage with these new global suppliers.
And the final, most critical point.
AI is the killer app that is commercializing fuel cells today. The urgent, non-negotiable power demand from data centers is creating a tidal wave of orders for companies like Bloom Energy and Fuel Cell Energy. This provides the revenue and scale to accelerate the entire hydrogen economy for everyone else. If you're in tech, your power strategy is now your growth strategy.
Build the pipes, secure the fuel, and follow the data. A clear picture of a market in rapid transition. That's all the time we have for this week. Troy, thank you.
My pleasure, Susie.
Troy, technical intelligence is your essential weekly briefing. To make sure you never miss an analysis, find us and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. We help you see the future of technology and manufacturing so you can make better decisions today. Thanks for listening.